The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Ross. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Ross, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You're listening to DraftKings Network.
If you like to make your NFL games a little bit more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Ross Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby, Vegas. It is the Even Money Betting Podcast. We are, of course, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Love those dudes. Love all of you, especially those of you that aren't messing around. You went over to patreon.com/RTMedia because you wanted the vaunted Even Money Betting Podcast spreadsheet that our Australian sensation Grades does every single week. Last week was a good week to do it because it was a good week for us. I was up 6 units. Steve was up 9.5 units. We are one of the, I don't know, 2 or 3 best NFL betting podcasts in the globe. I'm at Ross Tucker NFL on social media. I think most of you know, former NFL offensive lineman. Now I call games for CBS, Westwood One, have a bunch of podcasts, including, by the way, the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, which is daily, 25 minutes or less, gets you up to date on everything going on in the NFL. My guest tomorrow, the great Steve Fezzik, at Fezzik Sports on social media. Tomorrow, Steve and I are only going to go over on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast all of these end-of-game situations that coaches often screw up and explain them. Vrabel went for 2 last night, down 14. It worked. After he scored a touchdown, down 14. It worked. Trevor Lawrence and the Jags, Doug Peterson, they went for 2, down 4, which I thought was interesting. I'm going to talk with Steve about that on tomorrow's Ross Tucker Football Podcast. There's other end-of-game situations. So make sure, if you love Fezzik, and I know you do, and if you love these situations, make sure you subscribe, download, listen, whatever. Watch on YouTube, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL, the Wednesday Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Steve, what a week, man. And we started off hot with our best bets. We both took the Patriots getting 6 points for 2 units. They won outright. We both took the Bears getting 3.5 against the Lions. They won outright. So that was awesome. I took the Rams. I did the middle for the Rams. Now, I probably got a little bit fortunate here because I had the Ravens as a teaser leg, as did you, Steve. Took the Ravens down to -1.5. And I took the Bills up to +8.5, just like you did, Steve. It was a best bet on the teaser. And not only did the Ravens win, but they didn't win by more than 7.5. I had 2 units on the Rams. Overtime was amazing. I was so happy it went to overtime. 2 units, Rams, loved it. Jets and the Texans. Oh, I should mention, I took the under in the Steelers-Patriots. Somehow the Patriots scored 21 points, 3 touchdowns against the Steelers defense. I don't know how that happened. Panthers-Saints. Steve, do not let me bet on the Panthers again. Do not let me do it. They are atrocious. I put one unit on them getting 5.5. They are painful to watch.
Yeah, a whole bunch of things to talk about. I want to get your opinion as a former NFL player, Ross, because I have a strong opinion about the Kansas City offside penalty. Let's assume that no flag had been thrown on that play. So, Kelce, phenomenal play, touchdown. All right. Would there have been an uproar after the game? Wait a minute. You know, dude's foot was clearly, you know, a good 7 inches over the line of scrimmage. They should have called offsides. You know, this is terrible. I don't think that there would have been any outcry. I don't even think it would have been brought up. It'd be a non-story. So if it'd be a non-story, if there wasn't a flag, I think it is a story that there is a flag. I know dude is offside. You know what? There's holding on every play also. Let the players decide it on the field is my opinion. Your thoughts?
Would you be saying that if it wasn't a touchdown?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. All things being equal, it's not about the refs. It's about the players. And when in doubt, don't throw the flag out.
What if he was a half yard further that way?
I think then it would have been so egregious as do you have to call it. But I think even though he was clearly, if there was an instant replay, he's clearly offsides. But I think if we went back and looked at 100 of those plays in the NFL, correct me if you disagree, I would say they call offsides there, maybe 1 out of 4. The best comp I can give is that there's offensive linemen, you know this, that are offside all the time. When you were playing, if you rocked backwards a half second before the ball got snapped, you always got flagged. Now nobody calls that. It's just let things go, right?
So I think you get into a very dangerous situation if you start to tell guys, don't call obvious fouls. It was an obvious foul. I think he has to call it. And what I would argue is they are letting the players determine it. Kadarius Toney determined it by lining up so far offsides. That would be my argument, is that it's not – they did let the players determine it. Kadarius Toney determined it. All of the blame should go to him. There was absolutely no reason for him to be lined up that far offsides. Bucks-Falcons, I had the Bucks in a teaser leg. You did not. I had the Bucks with the Ravens and the Bills. All three of my teasers hit in the wheeling and dealing. Colts, Bengals, you had teased the Bengals up to +7.5, -130. That hit. All of our teasers hit. It was glorious. Steve, you have some explaining to do. Jags, Browns, the total was 34. You promised me 25 to 30 mile an hour wins. The final score was 31-27. I took the under because of you, Steve. Under 34.
You'll be proud of me. So, Corporate America 101, pass the buck. I've got a weather specialist. The Weather Falker is what he goes by. And he promised me bad weather, and it didn't materialize. So, I blame him.
Yeah, well, I'm done with your early in the week weather reports. Seahawks, Niners. I took the Seahawks getting 10.5 for 2 units. That was frustrating. They should have been able to do that. Raiders, Vikings. We had a best bet on the Raiders getting 3 points. They lost 3-0. We pushed. We don't have many pushes. That was a push.
By the way, Ross. Tough crowd. How have we done on these bad weather unders historically? Pretty darn good. And that's despite you not letting me know. When you experienced a freak snowstorm in Buffalo where a foot of snow fell, and somehow I was not on your love list of texts. I'm not bitter.
I didn't text anybody. I tweeted a picture. Follow me on social media, at Ross Tucker NFL. There you go. How about Bills, Chiefs? We both had the Bills up to 8.5 as a teaser. Broncos, Chargers. I had the Broncos getting three points. They won the game out. So did you. That was a best bet. We both liked the Broncos getting 3. They won outright. Eagles, Cowboys. Boy, I took the Eagles getting 3.5. Thought they'd be able to be competitive. They were not. You leaned Cowboys. Dolphins, Titans. I leaned Titans. That was it. Should have gone with it. They won it outright. Packers, Giants. We both leaned Packers. Nope. They lost the game. So again, for the week. I was up 6 units. I'm up 10 now for the year, back up to double digits. For the week, Steve, you were up 9.5 units, and you're up 30 units for the year. We were 4-1-1 on our best bets. That's the key, 4-1-1. So we're finally above 50% on our best bets. 25 wins, 23 losses, one push, 51% strike rate. Obviously not where we need to be. We need to be, what, 52.4, right?
Yeah, 52.4% is break even. In our record keeping, we only list the number of units that we're ahead without taking into consideration the vigorous. So you absolutely can do that with the information grades provides. But obviously, you know, historically, we've been way, way, way above that 52.4% break even level.
Holiday gift time. Go to omahasteaks.com and save 50% off site-wide. You know who doesn't want you to send them meat for the holidays? Well, probably vegetarians. But other than that, nobody. Nobody. They all love butcher's cut filet mignons, mouth-watering burgers, gourmet jumbo frank. I don't know what makes a jumbo frank gourmet, but I do know it tastes good. Easy-to-prepare meals that are ready in a flash. This is what's nuts to me, okay? If you visit omahasteaks.com, you can take advantage of 50% off site-wide, plus use the promo code EVEN at checkout to get an extra $30 off your order. So order whatever it is, I don't know, $100 worth of stuff. It goes down to 50, then you get $30 off your order. Are you kidding me? Now listen, minimum order may be required, so check that, but go to Omaha Steaks and use promo code EVEN at checkout. Steve, it's the Chargers at the Raiders Thursday night. Chargers are getting 3. Totals 33.5 low. We believe it'll be Easton Stick for the Chargers. We don't know for the Raiders. I'm thinking they're going to stick with Aiden O'Connell in a short week.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing that they would stick with O'Connell. Jimmy G's just sitting there on the bench, a competent quarterback, right? I could only lean to the under. By the way, Circa Millions update. That's the like the World Series of Poker for sports bettors. Currently, first place is $1 million. I'm tied for third, a half game out with 4 weeks to go. So I would like to win that and win the $1 million prize. Probably not going to get involved with this game with that. However, I'll lean under the 33.5.
I would lean to the Chargers getting the 3 points. I think Easton Stick, knowing he's the starter, getting the reps, will play decent in that game. I'd lean Chargers plus 3. What about the game I'm calling, Steve, for Westwood 1? Saturday, 1 o'clock, the Vikings getting 3.5 in Cincinnati, your old stomping grounds. Totals 38.5. We do not know who the quarterback will be for the Vikings, whether it's Dobbs or Nick Mullins.
Yeah, but I do know this, that the Cincinnati Bengals suddenly Browning has become an NFL quarterback, and the NFL marketplace, the betting marketplace, is well aware of it because you saw all the money come on the Bengals. That line was pick most of the week, close, Bengals minus 3. And now the Bengals, they're laying 3.5 here. So the market is saying, even without Burrow, the Bengals way better than the Minnesota Vikings. I don't disagree with Browning playing so well. I'm going to pass the game.
Yeah, I love getting 3.5. I can't do it, Steve. I'm just going to lean to the Vikings, but I like the way the Bengals, I think the Bengals have a pretty good chance to make the playoffs the way they're playing right now, although there's a lot of competition there. What about the Steelers and the Colts? Steelers are getting 2.5. It's a Mitch Trubisky special, Steve. Total is 42.
Just can't trust the Steelers right now. Back-to-back, terrible performances. You know, the Indy defense is awful. I'm going to lean over the 42, but I don't know if Pittsburgh can get me enough points to get me there, so I'll lean to the over.
I'm going to tease the Steelers up to 8.5. I just can't see them losing by more than a score in this game, especially since they've had 10 days to rest, prepare. Steelers up to 8.5. I only have 2 teasers this week, pairing that with the Dallas Cowboys. 2-unit, 2-team, 6-point teaser. Broncos are plus 5 on Saturday night in Detroit totals 47, Steve.
All right, so this will be controversial. So I get it. That's a lot of points. And the Lions have been playing lousy. But this is a get-well spot for the Lions, who have completely underperformed, played badly in the elements last week. They're back in the dome. Now they need they are a good team. I've got them 3 points better in my power ratings. So it's a bounce-back spot for the Lions. And those Broncos, yeah, they've played phenomenal the last 7 games. But a lot of it is fueled by a great turnover differential. They benefited from the Chargers losing their quarterback. They've been getting lucky in these games. And I just, my gut more than my power ratings say Detroit wins by 7. 1 unit Lions laying the points.
Wow. I'm going the other way. I don't like the way the Lions have played. I can't remember the last time I liked the way the Lions have played in a football game. Meanwhile, you've got the Broncos, who have been very competitive. I think this is a field goal game either way. 2 units on the Denver Broncos plus 5. Steve and I are going head-to-head. I'll be having some Labatt Blue Lights while I'm watching that game Saturday night when I get home. Drink Labatt Blue Lights with your friends and live life to the power of we. Always enjoy responsibly beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Sunday, Chiefs laying 9.5 on the road in New England. Totals 37, Steve.
Yeah, so I'll lean to New England plus the points. I'll lean to Kansas City in teasers, 7-point teasers, down to 2.5. You know, the Patriots are playing much better, and Kansas City just doesn't get margin in any of these games. And the receivers, as we've discussed, find ways to cost them games one way or another. You know what I'm going to do? I'll take New England plus the 9.5, 1 unit.
I would just lean to New England plus 9.5, 1 unit. Man, the Chiefs, I just keep feeling like they're going to break out of this at some point. What about the Bears in Cleveland to take on Joe Flacco and the Browns? Laying 3.5, totals 37.5.
All right. Who is Joe Flacco? I know he looked good the last couple weeks, but who is Joe Flacco to be laying 3.5 against a surging Chicago Bear team? Too much value. Bears plus 3.5, 2 units.
Totally agree. We're sharing a brain. That's a best bet. I think that's a field goal game. The Bears defense is playing well. Fields and DJ Moore playing well. 2 units on the Bears plus the 3.5. That is a best bet.
The best bet.
All right. Falcons laying only 3 against Carolina. The Panthers, Steve, the putrid Panthers, totals 35.
Yeah, oh my goodness. Cannot bet the Panthers. They just find ways to get crushed on the scoreboard. They did fine in the stats last week, blocked punts, etc. You lose by 22 when you win the stats, arguably. That's not a team I want to invest in. And Desmond Ridder is not a quarterback I trust on the road in any way, shape, or form. I'll be on the sideline.
Totally agree. If anything, I guess I would lean Atlanta minus the 3, but I don't love that game. What about this game? The Dolphins, after last night, Steve, gross. They're still laying 9 against the Jets. Total is 40.
So I would be remiss not to talk about the Las Vegas Survivor Contest at Circa. First prize is $9 million, Ross. Winner take all. All you got to do is pick the winner of each and every week of the games. Someone in Survivor had Miami last night. Everyone else had already used them. So their chance at the $9 million is gone. There's only 13 survivors remaining. So can you imagine how you'd feel if you were that gentleman or lady this morning? I'm going to play Miami as a teaser, get them down to minus 2.5, and I will tease them with the Dallas Cowboys 2 units.
I got nothing. You know what? I take that back. I like the way the Jets looked, and I don't know about these Dolphins. 1 unit on the Jets getting 9 points. I'll take Zach Wilson to play free and clear. How about the Giants getting 4.5, total 37 in New Orleans, Steve?
Yeah, you know, Tommy DeVito, perhaps he's not awful. I don't get it because my college guys tell me he was awful at Syracuse. and that he was awful at Illinois, I guess. But he certainly was competent last night. And 37 in a fast track, no weather game is so low in the NFL. And scoring does seem to be picking up. I'm going to go over 2 units, over 37.
I'm taking the Giants for 2 units, plus 4.5. These are a competitive team. I don't like the Saints at all. I don't think they're very good. Giants getting 4.5. Giants, 2 units. How about the Bucs getting 3.5 in Green Bay? Totals 42, Steve.
So Green Bay, I know they got outcoached and they played badly and it's a short week, but they are the clearly better team. And that quirky home field with the slippery conditions on the grass favors Green Bay as well. I'm actually, this is one dog I'm not going to invest in. If anything, I lean Green Bay.
Yeah, not me. The Bucs are a competitive team coming off a win. A lot of concerning signs for me from the Packers last night. 2 units for the Bucs getting those 3.5 points. The Texans are getting 2.5 now, Steve, against the Tennessee Titans. Total is 37.5. I missed this one. I'll tell you right now, I'm taking the Texans as a teaser leg. Houston, plus this line must have changed, plus 8.5. So I'm wheeling those teasers grades. I got 3 legs I'm wheeling. Steelers up to 8.5. Cowboys up to 8. Houston Texans up to 8.5. Whether it's Davis Mills or Keenum, I think it's still a one-score game against the Titans on a short week.
Yeah, you know, I'm worried about the Texans offense without Dell now. But the total's so low. You talked me into it. I'll take the Texans with the Cowboys. 2 units in a teaser.
Bang. Another best bet. Love it. Niners, Cardinals. The Niners are laying 14 on the road. Total's 48.
So the Niners are not just the best team in the NFL. They are clearly the best team. Historically good. By the way, I just bet the NFC minus $1.25 in the Super Bowl. I think that's a tremendous investment at DraftKings. But having said all that, power rating wise, I only have the Niners 13 points better on a neutral. And that means Arizona represents outstanding value. Seattle hung in there against them with a backup quarterback. I think Arizona can do the same. Arizona plus 14. I'm going 3 units. I think they get completely outplayed and still only lose by 10.
God, I'll put 2 units on that one as well, especially coming off the bye. 2 units, Arizona. It's a best bet. Speaking, by the way, Steve, about best bets, I've told you this before. Game Time app is incredible. Huge, huge fan of the Game Time app. And now's a great time to look and see what's going on in your area so you can get somebody in your life tickets to a show, a game. Maybe it's a bowl game. Maybe it's an upcoming NFL game. Maybe it's NBA or NHL. Game Time has deals on tickets right up to the start of the event, which is awesome. They give you the all-in prices, not a bunch of hidden fees or whatever. You can see the view from your seat before you buy, so you know exactly what to expect when you arrive. Plus, the Game Time guarantee means you'll always get the best price. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code MONEY for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. So again, create an account, redeem code MONEY for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed. Steve, any guarantees for the Commanders getting 7 on the road in LA, total 49?
Yeah, we're going to go over the 49 for 2 units, 2 dead nut over teams, lots of scoring, 2 units over.
I got nothing on that game. Don't even really have a lean, to be honest with you. Cowboys Bills, the featured 4:25 p.m. Eastern time game. The Cowboys are getting 2 points. Wow, a lot of respect for the Bills. Total 49. I like the Cowboys as a teaser up to plus 8. You do as well. Anything else, Steve?
Just it's a terrible spot for Dallas off the Philly win, but you're getting the better team catching points, and not just the better team, the clearly better team. We have to do it.
Not a great spot for Buffalo then, is it either, right? They're the same thing coming off the big win over the Chiefs.
Yeah, but they had a bye the week before, so and they need the game like blood.
All right. The Ravens are laying 3.5 Sunday night in Jacksonville. Totals 44.
Got nothing on this game. Gonna pass it.
I'm putting two units on the Jags. I think it'll be a close, competitive game that could go either way. Jags have lost two games in a row. They need to bounce back. I think they will. I think it's a good game. Wouldn't be surprised if they win it outright. But two units on the Jags, getting the 3.5. And then finally, we got Monday Night Football, Steve. It is the Eagles laying 3.5 on the road. Total is 48. We don't know for sure who's going to start a quarterback. That Geno Smith groin thing screwed me last week with the Seahawks getting 10.5. They absolutely would have covered if Geno played. How does he hurt his groin during the week of practice? Killed me, Steve. Kill me, like you with the wind in Cleveland.
You got to like a quarterback that practices hard in practice, and he gets injured doing it. I'll lean Seahawks. The Eagles aren't playing well enough to justify this, but if Geno's out, this is going to go higher. And if you wouldn't bet Seattle, if your followers bet him at post, you covered easily. So let's bet Seattle after Geno's reported out later in the week.
Yeah, I kind of feel like he might be able to come back and play in this game. I'm only going to put one unit on Seattle plus 3.5 because of a little bit of the unknown there. What a fun show. Make sure you check out Steve on tomorrow's Ross Tucker Football Podcast, patreon.com/RTMedia for the spreadsheet. Good luck, everybody. Hope you guys win some money.
Thanks for tuning in to Even Money. Make sure to also check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, Fantasy Feast, and College Draft, all on the DraftKings Network, YouTube, or subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform.